Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Why is there a hole here? Could it be that the ants did it? What if they're secretly planning an attack on human beings? What will happen to the Big Mac?
Elaine, does staring at the hole help you figure out the sphere volume?
What class is it?
Have you been paying attention at all?
Have you? Because if you have, you would have known the answer yourself.
Excuse me?
Oh, wait. Nah, I still don't know. Sorry, what were you saying?
This is going to be in the test. You need to focus if you...
Oh! This is Japanese class. Duh.
That's it. We're going to the principal's office.
And that's the huge of my high school life. Hi, my name's Elaine, and I've been living with ADHD since... I don't know. But of course, ADHD manifests itself differently among different people. For me, I just gotta make sure I take my medication... Wait, where's my birth certificate? Anyway, make sure to like and subscribe before I continue. Right after the principal's office visit, I was walking down the hallway when a hunky guy purposely bumped into me, knocking my bag over.
Dude, is that a dinosaur? Are you a kindergartner?
Hey, that's my fidget toy. Give it back.
Whoops, finders keepers.
Who dares mess with my friend?
It's Quinn, the furious queen. Run!
The two guys immediately ran for their lives. Right then, Skylar and her new boyfriend also headed over.
Isn't she the weirdo from the math class? Don't tell me you're friends with her.
Yes, I am indeed.
You can only choose one, her or me.
How about I dump you instead? Get lost! And these are my girls. We've been best friends since forever and always got each other's backs. I forget my stuff a lot, and Quinn always makes sure I got everything with me before leaving any place, while Skylar has me covered every time I dozed off in class. You know, I can't sleep at night because I'm busy thinking about the ants' Earth destruction plan. Maybe they're the ones who terminated the giant dinosaurs. Wait, where was I? I don't know. Rewind the video yourself. Valentine's Day soon arrived. Even though Skylar just broke up with her boyfriend, she already had loads of presents from other guys. And so did Quinn. My girls are hot. What about you, Elaine? Nothing this year yet? Nah, I don't care. You guys are all I need. How about you make a move? Any guy you've laid your eyes on? Talk about making a move! When are you gonna tell Cromer you've got the biggest crush on him?
That's right. Give it a try today, Quinn.
I don't care. I can get any guy if I want to. Right, suit yourself, girl. That afternoon, we were walking when we heard an announcement from the school's radio station.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Malcolm from iHeartRadio. Today, we got a special request from someone anonymous delivered to Elaine Miller. Love the way you stared at the hole on the desk that day in math class. It was so cute. I wish I could be that hole instead. Happy Valentine's Day.
Someone's got a crush on you, Elaine. You've got a secret admirer. See, someone likes you for who you are. Always stay true to yourself. I wonder who this is. OMG, I gotta find out. But didn't you say you don't care? That's right. But now the game has changed. Who could it be? They mentioned math class, so they must attend the same class as we do. That's it. All we need is the attendance list from Mr. Wilson's office. But we can't go in there. Ever heard of Mission Impossible? Girls, it's showtime. After class, we waited for Mr. Wilson to leave his office. Then, just like totally spies, we crawled onto the floor, successfully avoided the security guard's gawking eyes, and managed to hide from one of the teachers passing by. Then continued secretly advancing toward Mr. Wilson's office. Look! They got flaming hot Cheetos now! Elaine!
After we got the list, I immediately texted a bunch of people to test it out and anxiously waited. But some people replied calling me crazy. Others reported me to Instagram. I even got a visit from the police because they thought I was some creep sliding into people's DMs. Once they left, I immediately FaceTimed the girls. From the list, there's still Malcolm you haven't texted. Isn't he working at the radio station with you, Skylar? Yeah, we are working together, but it can't be him. He never asked me about Elaine before. Who knows? You weren't working at the radio station today, were you? My money's on him, Elaine. What should I do? I can't send messages on Instagram anymore. How about writing to him? You know, the old-fashioned way. So I prepared a love letter for Malcolm and even designed a cute envelope for it. But then I got too invested in designing the envelope, I forgot all about the letter. When I finally remembered the letter, I walked all the way back for it. But of course, my ADHD brain had to mess it up again. Not until the day when Quinn and Skylar came over and I couldn't find my doctor's envelope anywhere did I realize I'd sent Malcolm my ADHD prescription instead of the letter. We immediately flew to Malcolm's house just as the mailman dropped off the prescription envelope out front. Seeing Malcolm walking out, I frantically ran to the other side of the street and started doing the craziest dance to get Malcolm's attention. Suddenly, I tripped and fell flat on my face. Malcolm rushed to help me up and got me inside his house. We chatted a bit as Malcolm worked on my arm. Elaine, right? We share a few classes together.
We do?
Yeah, you always sit near Quinn and Skylar, right? I saw you snoozing in class sometimes.
I guess so. Look, Malcolm, did you give me the message on the radio?
Ah, the confession. Well, it's not me. I'm not your secret admirer. But that doesn't mean I don't have a chance, do I? Skylar talks a lot about you, and I've always wanted to talk to you in person.
Speaking of Skylar, it's our girls' night tonight. Bye! And thank you.
I finally managed to calm my hyperactive heart down when I got back to my room.
Is Malcolm the secret admirer? He's not. How embarrassing.
See? Told you. We're pretty close. He would have told me already.
But he seems to like me.
Really?
I mean, I saw the way he helped you up when you fell.
It can't be. Let's focus on finding your real secret admirer.
But that doesn't mean I can't hang out with Malcolm while finding my secret admirer. Turned out we both shared a passion for hip-hop. He can make super catchy beats for me to rap. Just kidding. Animated Story Show wouldn't let me.
Comment down below if you want a separate video of me rapping.
Since then, we started hanging out more often. Malcolm is such a caring and patient person. Sometimes my ADHD kicked in and I cut him off while he was speaking, but he never got mad and just patiently waited for me to finish.
Another time when I was blabbing nonstop about whatever was in my mind, I saw him counting.
What are you counting for?
How many times you switch topics within 2 minutes?
Oh, sorry.
No need to. I find it cute, actually.
Later on, as we parted ways, I saw Skylar waiting for me, looking a little sad. Hey, what's wrong?
I'm gonna be honest with you, because we promised each other. I've actually had a crush on Malcolm ever since we started working together at the radio station.
What about your recent boyfriend?
Oh, it was just a fling. I just can't stand seeing you with Malcolm. Anyway, don't take it personally. Sorry, I gotta go.
Skylar had a crush on Malcolm? But I do enjoy being with him.
No, sisters first.
But it wasn't easy, as Malcolm would always try to approach me. It hurt having to stay away from him. Every time he got close, my heart would beat like crazy. But I also don't want to upset Skylar, as she started distancing herself from me and Quinn. I actually quite like Malcolm.
This is so complicated. I honestly don't know what to tell you.
How about you try finding your secret admirer? For real this time. He might be a better suit than Malcolm.
The next morning, I found a note in my locker.
From your secret admirer.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
They want to meet me near the fountain. But when I got there, I saw another note asking me to come to the bleacher. This better not be some silly prank. When I arrived, I was shocked to see Kramer sitting there by himself. He can't be behind the notes, right? Guess I'll find out now. Just a little closer. Closer. Suddenly, he looked up and stared straight into the camera. I was about to run when he caught me.
Hey, Elaine Miller, right? You could have asked me for a picture. Didn't know you have a thing for me.
No, it was an accident. Since then, I made sure to be more discreet to see if Kramer was the secret admirer. But man, it's like this guy got the sixth sense or something. Hey, what's wrong? You look nervous.
It's because she likes me. She even tried to take pictures of me, right, Elaine? It's okay. I noticed you watching me recently. Come on, just admit it. I know I'm irresistible.
Why are you doing this? You know I like him. No, let me explain. You know, I even thought it was a misunderstanding between you and Skylar. But you know what? Now it seems like you just want to steal from us.
Hey, guys, chill out. What's going on?
You chill out. Do you even know Elaine said she liked Malcolm too? And now she's also taking Kramer. My Kramer.
Hey, about Kramer, it's not what you think. And Malcolm, it's not like you and him are a thing. I have as much of an equal chance as you do, don't you think?
Then why were you following him just then? And you even took pictures of him?
And we're talking about our chance with Malcolm now?
You know it's unfair to me.
Unfair? We're always trying to make sure to put you first. But now you think you're the victim? I can't do this anymore.
I hope you're happy you got both guys now, best friend. That was too much. They acted as if they took pity on me. I don't need anyone to look after me. I'm all fine by myself.
Since we fell out, we're all caught up with our own things. Whenever I passed by Skylar, she just gave me a cold look. Quinn also seemed to have found new joys. I managed to get by just fine, but it felt like something was missing. One time, I was walking when I spotted Skylar and Malcolm surrounded by a crowd. Turned out, Skylar confessed having a crush on Malcolm and asked him out, but he rejected her. The crowd couldn't miss the chance to mock her. Suddenly, I remembered how Skylar used to stand up for me, and I felt so bad for her. So, I decided to defend her this time, but she just ran out of there. I tried to catch up with her, but Skylar wouldn't listen. Suddenly, she crossed the street without looking, and a car came crashing into her. I frantically ran to check on her, and we immediately got her to the ER. Thank God she was fine. Just a couple bruises and scratches, but she refused to let me in. That night, I tried to call Quinn, but it kept sending me to voicemail. But I've made up my mind. I kept ringing her bell and insisted on waiting till she showed up. She finally gave in. Hey, I'm sorry for...
Oh, you're sorry for me? No need to take pity on me. Just enjoy your happiness. Malcolm rejected me because he chose you.
Happy much? Now just leave me alone, you ruthless, self-centered. Then she slammed the door shut in front of me, leaving me all stunned there.
Ha! What a show. This should totally be on Netflix.
Kramer, why are you here?
I live right next door. So I see Skylar doesn't want to see you. But I do.
Get off of me! I never liked you!
Are you playing hard to get now, pretty little thing?
Right then, Malcolm appeared out of nowhere and bolted to punch Kramer in the face.
Didn't you hear what she said? Leave her alone!
Can't believe Quinn and I are arguing because of you, creep! If only Quinn knew who her crush truly was!
Quinn likes me? Huh! Could have told me earlier!
What else is he up to? Anyway, thank you. Why are you here?
I heard Skylar got into an accident right after the, incident, so I wanted to pay her a visit. Now that you're here, I just want to let you know. Actually, the one sending you the confession on the radio that day was... Skylar.
What?
She just wanted you to feel loved and not left alone on Valentine's Day. I was gonna give it some time before telling you, but things got... complicated all too quickly. Anyway, now that you don't have to find out who your secret admirer is anymore, would you want to go out with me? As a girlfriend, I mean.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Malcolm, I do like you a lot, but I just can't bring myself to hurting Skylar ever again. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand. Guess I'll see Skylar another time then.
I'm so sorry, Malcolm. Later, I arrived home to Mom packing some boxes.
Can you check if you still need these from the attic? Otherwise, they have to go.
I opened up the boxes to find old pictures of me, Skylar, and Quinn inside, and I immediately burst into tears. We looked so happy together, like nothing could split us apart. That's right. We're sisters. I gotta make things right. The next day, after the first period, I came looking for Skylar. Gosh, I'm so anxious. Where's my fidget toy? What if Skylar's still mad at me?
Looking for this?
Yes! Skylar, I need to talk.
Me too. I'm sorry, Elaine. I was so hurt and embarrassed yesterday that I said nasty things to you. And you were right. I should have told you earlier I have a crush on Malcolm. But after everything, I realized how stupid I was, and I don't want to lose you or lose us.
Hey, me too. I couldn't sleep yesterday after hearing about everything from Skylar. I haven't been myself without you guys. Oh, me neither. You guys mean the world to me. It turned out Skylar also gave me the locker notes that day. She said she wanted me to give up on finding the secret admirer, and Cromer just happened to be there. After that, I also told Quinn and Skylar about the fight between Cromer and Malcolm that night when Cromer himself showed up.
Hey, Quinn. I just realized I've always liked you. I'm sorry your friend Elaine liked me, but you are my perfect match. Be my girlfriend, will you?
Skylar and I immediately gave each other a worried look when, Cromer, you know what Lady Gaga would say?
Caught in a bad romance? I know I'm too handsome. You can't resist.
She'd say, women stick together, you jerk. Cromer immediately ran away in embarrassment.
What a loser.
Oh, by the way, Malcolm left to study abroad today and he sent his goodbye to you. I feel so bad about you and Malcolm. It's okay. Right person, wrong time. From then on, us three were always by each other's side and graduated together. We even went to the same college now and made sure we go to every party together. One night at a music festival, I was waiting for Skylar and Quinn to get back from the restroom when they started playing Kendrick Lamar. Hip-hop would always remind me of someone now. Suddenly, a handkerchief was handed to me.
I saw you from afar. Is this the right time to get your number now?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Are you a financial advisor considering the independent RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. They've helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.